Connor Geary. What do you introduce? I asked this to Dooley too. Like, what's on your business card?
It's funny, you know. It's actually my LinkedIn profile. That's the one where I've taken the time to craft it a little bit more professionally. So if you go on, and I'm not plugging myself, but my little bio line is quote the guy who does the games. Because everybody who, you know, sees me out and about, they'll come up, are you the guy that does the games? So I've just turned that into my thing.
So do people recognize you more for your voice or your face?
It depends which one they interact with first. So I was at the Big E yesterday, and I was on the microphone for Connecticut Day.
Oh, did you host Connecticut Day?
Not formally host Connecticut Day, but there were elements of Connecticut Day that I participated in. So they threw me the mic, and I got on stage, and I had somebody come up to me, and were like, I heard you from like halfway down to the midway, and I had to come see if it was you. And they came up, and they were like, "Oh,
because you're pretty distinct looking as well. A pretty big guy, bearded. I mean,
handsome. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Keep it going.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Good hair. At least you have your
hairline,
hair, which is good.
Correct.
And so you do Yard Goats, UConn football and basketball,
men's and women's basketball. Correct.
And football at the Rent.
Correct.
And then you also do the Connecticut Sun.
Correct.
So what are you going to do tonight?
I'm here for the first ever playoff game in downtown Hartford.
So who's going to do the Sun?
We've actually called in Melissa Valdez, who does the Boston Celtics.
Oh, wow.
So I was with her two
nights ago. Your fill-in.
She's take that. Yeah. We call in a sub at the NBA level to come in and help out. So it's actually her first time doing a WNBA game. She's very excited. The Sun have a good relationship with the Celtics. But, of course.
So a lot of people think
so. I am committed to Duncan Park tonight.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think it's great. And I think that there'll be a great crowd. I mean, I think that if anyone's listening, there are some tickets still available. And the weather's going to be fine. I mean, I think it's funny because then I you realize that people listen or talk or look at, you know, and they someone says, well, if the weather's not going to be here, I'm not going to go. Well, the weather's going to be fine. So I had a bunch of career-focused questions for you. And the first question I have for you is, you know, I have a son who's a junior in high school, and he thinks he wants to be a broadcaster, this and that. And we were talking to Dooley, Jeff Dooley and Tim Restall, the president of the team, about how hard a career that is to get into.
Yep.
And a lot of young men and women want to get into sports because they think it's fun, but it's also highly, highly competitive, and there just aren't a lot of jobs. So how does a guy like you end up doing the job that you do?
Yeah, I talk about this a fair amount when I'm with groups or students or young people. And I have two messages in my inbox, one of them from my own cousin from last night, who has a friend whose child is...
They all want to talk about it. Yeah.
It's a very common thing, and I'm happy to do it. What I try to boil it down to anytime I'm having this conversation is, first of all, my experience should not be indicative of the expected path. I came at it from a very diagonal angle. I was not on a trajectory where I even contemplated sports.
So what were you doing?
So I come from the restaurant industry. That was when I got out of college. I have a degree in marketing. I minored in philosophy. I went to a small liberal arts college in just outside of Albany, New York, called Siena College. And I did an internship with a professional soccer team in Ireland while I was there, which was fun. But again, that was not...
Connor Geary fit right in.
Yeah. Well, it was my job to go knock on doors and try to sell program ads. So you have this like 19-year-old American kid coming into all these like small Irish businesses in the suburbs of Dublin, and they were like, didn't even know if they could trust that I was who I said I was. But even at that point in my life, I did not predict, anticipate, or plan for working in sports. So when the ballpark was built, and after the first season in 2017, when I was living in downtown Hartford, I became the first mascot for the Hartford Yard Goats because I had a very topsy-turvy schedule. Worked a lot of nights, had a lot of random days.
What were you doing though? What was your
job?
Were you attending bar or something? Or like, what were you
doing? I was a manager. Yeah, so I managed at the comedy club at City Steam, downtown Hartford, for a couple of years. I was kind of one of the front of house managers there, and ran the comedy club. And then I opened up a restaurant that opened on Front Street in 2014, called Ted's Montana Grill. I worked for Ted Turner's Restaurant Company. They had two locations at the time in Connecticut, and I really felt that I wanted to be like a bar owner. Like I wanted to, you know, have my own place, you know. I'll shout out Johnny Vaughn over on Pratt Street. You know, having an Irish pub, having studied, I mean, just felt like something that was really cool. But I knew nothing about the business. So I was like, all right, I got to learn how restaurants work. And I did for 8, 9, 10 years. I was the first mascot. I was doing all these gigs before the stadium was ever built. And
how did you get that, though? How does that happen?
Yeah, I mean...
I'm sorry to ask all these questions, but I'm fascinated by it.
The story sounds crazy. The Argotes posted on their Facebook page that they were holding auditions for the mascot. It was like mascot tryouts or something. And I put that date and time in my calendar. And when that date rolled around, I didn't see any updates on where the tryouts were going to be. And I reached out and said, hey, did I miss anything or tryouts today? Where should I go? And the little goat head icon responded back to me and said, well, we didn't really have a ton of sign-up, so we weren't going to host the tryouts, but if you want the gig, it's yours.
Get out.
I could probably pull up the messages for you. And I was like, oh, okay, do you need like my resume or, you know? And they're like, no, they know you from the restaurant. Like, we know who you are because Tim and Mike, they were doing a really good job of trying to kind of grassroots build some connections in the downtown Hartford community. And so they had come into the restaurant that I was at a few times. So I met them. I met some of the front office staff. So they kind of knew who I was, or, you know, to whatever extent that was important. And so they handed me Chompers. And so I was Chompers while the stadium was being built. And then after the first season, so the story goes, right underneath you in that dugout suite, we held my father's surprise 60th birthday, and it was magic. I mean, it was just so incredible, such a great experience. He threw a first pitch with all the little kids. It was like just one of my core memories, you know. I texted Tim later that day and said, whenever you have a job that fits what I do professionally, let me know. I'm going to quit the restaurant business. I want to come work here. And after the first season was over, he reached out and he said, hey, we think we want to kind of revamp how we do some of our off-season hospitality and utilize our ballpark as an event space.
Right.
And I didn't come from the events world, but I came from the food and beverage side of things, and they wanted somebody who had that background. And I said, okay, I'm in. So in October of 2017, I was hired full-time, having been promoted from part-time promotional mascot to director of event services. And from there, it was several months later that the on-field host position opened up. And I did audition for that. There were 19 people who auditioned in this, right where we're sitting. Did that audition. And Tim and Mike, you know, really liked what I had to offer.
What do they ask you to do? Like, oh, talk about the goat race.
Or literally, they showed a goat race and you had to, like, narrate it in this room. You know, you weren't even outside. You had to narrate it. You know, they said, okay, kind of horse race style, you know, five kids are running around the field, then go ahead and do it. So what they wanted to hear was how you improvised on something you had never seen before and, you know, kind of what you could come up with, right? So after all was said and done, despite the fact that I think that I think they would say this too, they were a little reluctant to give me a second role here because I was very busy.
They didn't want to spread you too thin.
Yeah. And I said, well, listen, I love it here. I want to be here. I love working here. If my job suffers, you know, or I get burnt out, let's just keep an open, trustworthy dialogue. But if I'm the guy that you want to do this, then let me do this.
Yeah.
And so I twisted their arm to kind of allow me the primary on-field role. So, and this will parlay into an answer to your question, I promise.
Because I got more questions here. We got 3 minutes.
All right. So then let me say this. The moral of the story that I tell young people who want to get involved, especially in sports, is don't be afraid to do the job that nobody else wants to do. Your foot in that door and do it better than anybody else would do it. If I wasn't the best version of the mascot that they could have thought about, I would not have been on a radar screen for that next opportunity. Right. That text would have fallen on deaf ears.
Well, I tell young kids, and it's harder for the young kids now, I say basically the job you want could be three jobs from now.
Absolutely.
You have to be willing to eat, you know, crap.
Yeah.
Maybe do a job that you know is below you if you really want to. Like in my business, there are people who sometimes see the sacrifice they need to make, and they're like, I'm going to go to grad school. The attrition is natural when they see. And also, you can work in the business for 5 years and still fail.
Yeah.
And so I think that there are a lot of similarities. The thing I want to ask you, we're talking with Connor Geary, who I guess he's the guy who does the games. Is that what it is?
Did I get it? Yeah, I mean, Game Day Connor has kind of become the you know, people, are you Game Day Connor? Yes, I'm Game Day Connor. And now wherever they associate me, whichever venue, whichever team they associate me with, Game Day Connor has kind of become that.
When title. Did the other teams call? Like, when does that happen?
Yes, yeah, so UConn plays a game here spring of 2018. And I host that game as part of the Yard Goats infrastructure for them. so that it was just plug and play.
Yeah.
And that's when UConn saw me for the first time and came up to me after that game and said, would you do more stuff with
us? You know, I'm critical of UConn of a lot of things, but they do that a lot. They one of my bosses, Janine Lee, her son just started shooting pictures for the golf team, and they loved it. And then all of a sudden, they said, we want to use you for more. And all of a sudden, he's on staff as a photographer. Yeah. Like, they procure talent and recognize talent and move it along. The thing I want to ask you, because your life is hard to manage, right? And now you're a dad, yeah, soon to be a dad times two. And is there a point where you feel like it's too much, or are you able to manage?
So that boils down to the willingness of our support network to step in, and so far I have a lot of that, which is amazing. But yeah, man, I feel I'm at that point. You know, I really have to kind of do that cost benefit of, you know, how many nights can I be away from home to go do a thing. And I want to say, you know, I've heard you talk about this, even a reference to me. I want to say yes to everything.
Yeah,
my calculus is on the cusp of changing a bit, because we are now one adult per one small human child in our household. And you know, that's a lot. So if I'm not there, somebody's got to, you know, kind of pick up that slack at home. And, you know, my wife is fantastic. Fortunately, we live close to our parents, my mom, her parents as well. So we have a good support network. But yeah, no, that's a real consideration that I didn't have, you know, stepping on the field 7 years ago.
Yeah, well, it's awesome. Congratulations on your success. I mean, there was a nice piece. Was it The Current that did a piece on you a couple months back?
Yeah, Dom Amore kind of cornered me in the basement of Mohegan Sun Arena and had a conversation, and it turned into a really great piece.
We got to go by. I mean, I didn't even get it. Caitlin Clark on Sunday is going to be nuts.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if it's firm, but yeah. I think it's going to happen. They all play tonight, and maybe there could be a factor, but
yeah,
I think it's probably going to
still
happen.
Are some variables, but I think that is where the needle is pointing. That will be. Listen, she played her first ever game, WNBA game, yeah, at Mohegan Sun Arena. I stepped into that place hours before tip-off, and it was
electric.
It was just a zoo, you know, so that her first playoff game could be at Mohegan
Sun Arena. We're out of time. I was going to press you. I mean, I wonder if the Connecticut Sun are going to head to Boston at some point. But Connor Geary, the guy who does the games tonight, you'll see him in action with the goat races.
Come on out.
First pitch at 7. There are good seats still available.
That's right. Come on, say hi. First playoff game in Hartford. You cannot miss it.
Connor, thank you.
Thank you, Brian.